Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're back with Megan Henry from the Columbus Dispatch, education reporter. COVID's kind of reared its ugly head again. Cases have gone up recently. The variant hasn't helped. And Megan, Dispatch has some great ongoing reporting and charts about, you know, the number of cases at certain schools, and more, even more importantly, which schools are asking kids to mask up. I know these things change by the day. What are schools considering as they make that decision with either to reinstate a mask policy or anything like that?
Yes, Chris. Well, this year has really been the year of masks in schools. And so, at the start of the school year, the Dispatch education team, we basically just made this story that we have been updating and monitoring, basically just keeping track of which schools, what your school district is doing regarding masking policy. And many districts have remained consistent the entire year. They said it, you know, back in August, and let's just Columbus and Westerville, for instance, they require masks for all students and staff, regardless of vaccination, and they haven't changed or updated their policy. And it doesn't sound like they intend to anytime soon. But some districts have fluctuated throughout the course of the year as the COVID cases have fluctuated as well. So some districts, their school boards, you know, are closely kind of monitoring, it seems, the COVID cases, both for students and adults, and then kind of adjusting accordingly according to the COVID spread in their community. And so I was curious with the Omicron variant and schools coming back from winter break, how school districts were going to change, if they were going to change their masking policy. And so some districts have changed, and of course, they all are subject to change. And so today is January 10th, but, you know, come this afternoon or tomorrow or next week, they could be totally different. But we have seen that some districts that previously had masks just recommended, with January, they have actually reinstated or they have just put in a masking policy. So Licking Heights, for instance, they're a good example of this. They, you know, in December before winter break, they had masks that were recommended for students and staff, but they weren't required. And so actually today, January 10th, they reinstated a mask policy for everyone, for students, staff, regardless of their vaccination status. And their letter up on their website from their superintendent cites the spike in COVID cases. The superintendent says that, you know, infection within the school district has been minimal, but the number of COVID positive cases that have been contracted outside the school district has increased. And so, which has been the case for districts, they've been saying this all school year that, you know, what happens outside of school and in the community is going to affect what happens inside the school. And so Licking Heights has put a masking order back in place for the district. Now, you know, this could change, but it seems that a couple of districts have done something similar with putting a masking policy in place and just kind of keeping an eye on the numbers. And so, yes, that is masking in school, Chris.
Okay. And it sounds like a lot of times, and we could have said this a million times with the pandemic, you know, they follow the state's lead. And I know, and Governor DeWine right now is kind of limited on what exact orders he can put out right now. But he has recently given guidelines saying, hey, I would encourage schools to mask up. So I would assume that based on that and other Ohio officials, maybe that's why some of the schools are saying, okay, it's time for us to mask up again.
Yeah, definitely. I think you bring up a really, really good point. But yeah, I guess we'll just see what happens as the winter wears on and with this new variant, what happens.
And, you know, keep up with this story that you're seeing the audio clip on, but keep up with other dispatch.com reporting, because obviously this changes by the day because the variants they spike. And, you know, some weeks they spike a lot. Some weeks they may not spike as much. So dispatch.com is your place to go for ongoing reporting of COVID and what it means for you and your family. Go to the upper right-hand corner of our website, dispatch.com. You can subscribe and as well check out deals on our print product as well, too. For Megan, this is Chris. Thanks again. Have a great day, everybody.
Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.